Ryan, we've got a lot of things packed into one concert this year. It's first concert back from Christmas vacation or the New Year. Tell us about Church Windows. Obviously, Music of Respighi on the program.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a program I've been looking forward to for a while. And looking at it at the front side of it, you wouldn't imagine it, but it's a pretty much all sort of impressionistic program. All of the colors and long arching melodies and phrases are pretty consistent throughout all of the works on the program, all four of them. And each work will bring special quality to the evening.
Well, tell us about just kind of the overview of everything and how you brought it all together.
Well, the evening will start off with our Composer of the Year, 2018 Composer of the Year, Patrick O'Malley, who is coming to us from L.A., finishing up his doctorate, or in the middle of his doctorate degree in composition and film scoring and conducting, and varied sort of direction. That he also had his master's from USC as well.
Is he a Californian originally?
I believe he's been out there for a while, but I actually think he comes from northern Midwest, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he, but he's through his work and through his already pretty significant career as a young composer, just barely 28, I think he is now. He's already seen the United States and actually been into Europe as well. He's unique in that he's a composer, a young composer trying to find his voice, which he, I think, certainly has one right now. But he also has a variety of experiences in video game music as well. Mm. And he actually is part of a program that's touring the country called Journey, which is for video game geeks. Apparently that's the game. Okay. There's a video game compilation of the music and the video of the video game in this sort of concert experience.
Oh, interesting.
And so he's been an integral part of that. So he's a very has a lot of variety to him. But the music that we're going to perform from him is just for string orchestra. And it's called Loneliness in a Beautiful Place. And it's a really beautiful, touching sort of work that thrives on color and effect and beautiful lyrical lines. So that's how we get started. And then we move right from that work into the second work on the program, which is the Mysterious Mountain, the second symphony of the great American composer Hovhannes. We're actually using this as our side-by-side with the Siouxland Youth Orchestra.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have the young people on stage with us performing this work. It's a really magical, mysterious work. The funny thing,
as the name would
as
suggest.
You would need, yes, exactly. The funny thing is that the music came before the title. You know, everyone always tries to guess what mountain range or what he's trying to speak about through his music, but the music existed before. But ironically, pretty much every part of its structure, phrasing with these sort of ascending and descending crescendos, you can almost link every moment of this work to a mountain, mm-hmm. Whether it's climbing up one or a huge sort of escape, the colors of mountains. I mean, it's just a really unbelievable parallel that allows you to sort of seep into this world of Hovhannes. And it's a really special work and great to share with a younger, the next generation too.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice that you have two American composers also to start off a program.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's something that we love doing here in Sioux City. I think as an American orchestra, we're obligated to play an important part in promotion of music, not just written. You know, Hovhannes died in 2000, pretty recently, compared to some of the other composers on the concert. And of course, Patrick is running around still alive. but it's part of what we do. It's I think an important part. Not all American orchestras do it, but here in Sioux City, it's something that is part of our mission to promote American music and to promote young American composers trying to make it. I think we owe that to them.
Well, also a guy like Alan Hovhannes he's interesting and challenging, but not discordant. and things like that.
Absolutely. And, you know, the story, we could do a whole program on him, but, you know, the story behind his sort of direction of composition sort of comes back to this sort of earthy, nature-oriented world of composition. And even though the music may not be written specifically about mountains or the earth or fields or plains, it relates so well to it. And he has these really wonderful fascination with sort of this Phrygian mode concept, which is essentially just a scale, a mode that you hear, this sort of Gregorian chant-esque kind of concept and tone and harmony. But he also, in the last movement, involves this Indian raga, this 13-beat Indian rhythm group, which is really unique. He had this huge fascination with India. So it's a really, really cool piece, and I think the audience will enjoy it.
Well, we've got about 2 more minutes.
Yeah.
We need 2 more pieces to talk about.
That's right.
So let's get to those.
So the next, after the intermission, we come back for the Debussy. Of course, the Debussy was originally written for piano, but Colin Matthews, who's an amazing composer, arranger, took all 24 of the piano preludes by Debussy and orchestrated them.
Huh.
And this is a really magical work about the Sunken Cathedral, the legend of the Breton legend of this cathedral coming out of the sea on a clear, crystal clear water morning. It comes out and you hear the chanting of the choirs and the organ and the bells and gongs as it comes out and lets sun on it and then sinks back into the sea. The whole prelude is about this journey that the cathedral makes. It's very beautiful. And then the last work, the title work, Church Windows, is just a remarkable work. Not one of Respighi's most famous works, but this is sort of where we come into the world of Gregorian chant again. And we, ever since, this is written about 1919. So since that, and all the rest of the compositions, whether that's including Pines of Rome, Rome Festival, all of these works have sort of a nod to Gregorian chant. It's all because of where this piece started. So it has this relating to 4 scenes that are related to different biblical moments.
So this is one of his earlier works?
Yeah, 1919. Kind of, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Patterned a lot of other works.
Right. And as far as what he's known for, this is an earlier work. You know, he wrote significant works before, but it's not on the sort of standard list of at least within the orchestra.
So this was his breakout hit.
Yeah, and it all came from his hip wife, who said, you know, after, you know, newlyweds, 2 weeks married, she said, you know, you should do this Gregorian chant thing. And a couple weeks later, he started, and that was the rest of his life, dedicated to it and completely obsessed with it. And that's sort of the sound we associate with Respighi. So it's a really fascinating story, and it's an amazing, powerful work, a great way to close off the evening.
All right. Well, is there a pre-concert talk this time?
There is. Yeah. 6:45 I'll be there, and Patrick will join me, and we'll have a chat before we get into it.
All right. It's all big, big evening of music getting underway. 6:45 with a pre-concert talk. Concert proper gets underway at 7:30 at the Orpheum Theater. I've been talking to Ryan Haskins, who will be conducting this weekend's Church Windows with the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Steve Smith.